Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
You know how it is, Brooke. You go away, especially for a long weekend, and sometimes you leave something and you feel like a goose.
Yeah. Do you mean leave something home or leave something where you've been?
Well, either way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling rocking up at your destination or back home and thinking, oh, yeah, there it is. That's happened to me. I visited my parents in Adelaide over the weekend. I definitely forgot something or some things. And see if you can crack it. It's sort of Bob's forgotten item bingo. Brooke, you can ask as many follow-up questions as you need.
Okay.
And I think we just work through them one by one. You can save your reservations maybe at the end. Save your guests to the end.
Okay, cool. So you've got several items.
That could be on the list.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
The first is laundry.
Okay.
So I brought a hamper because I'm not at home over the weekend.
So you could do the washing at your parents?
So I could do my laundry somewhere and let it dry.
Okay. Do you do your own when you go to like your mum's?
Or absolutely.
Which is your okay.
I won't let him anywhere near it.
All right. I think that's all I need to know about that.
Second item.
Mm.
Toiletry bag, which includes things like deodorant as well. So not just toothbrush.
Okay. Do you usually use your own toothbrush and toothpaste when you go and visit your parents?
Toothpaste, I will rely on whatever's in the guest bathroom.
Okay, cupboard. But you take your own toothbrush. Okay. Don't know if you're a I can't imagine you with a toiletry bag. Okay, next
interesting.
One.
Interesting. I do actually have one. That's not a mystery. Mm. It's actually, I've been living out of it for about 5 years.
Right.
Phone charger.
Mm. Can I ask how much battery you've got on your phone currently?
You can ask that, but it's 22%, which reflects, you know.
Interesting. And you got back yesterday, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And the other's pyjamas.
Well, pyjamas in your sense or in everybody else's
pyjamas
sense?
In actual clothes that are in one piece, no
things,
holes,
things
not tatted.
Things that you wear to bed. All right, so you've forgotten one of those things.
Yeah, and all annoying things as well.
Okay. I'm going to say it was the laundry.
The laundry I did bring with me. I didn't get to do it because it was so cold and rainy.
Right.
But that travelled both ways.
So you didn't forget that one?
Didn't forget that. Toiletry bag. Thoughts?
Look, you said you've been living out of it for 5 years. I feel like you might have forgotten it. You might have taken it with.
Brought that with me both trips.
Did ya?
Phone charger still plugged into my dad's wall behind it. So it's like storage. So there's an old TV there. Just didn't see it.
So you left your phone charger?
Yep, that's why I'm on 22%.
Okay, well, I didn't guess that one, so I can't give myself a ding or a buzz.
And my pyjamas?
Yeah.
Never brought them down to Adelaide to begin with. Completely forgot them.
So that was a very anticlimactic way of saying you forgot your phone charger.
Phone charger and pyjamas.
And your pyjamas. Well, you didn't take them. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, fair enough. There you go. So what happens now with the phone?
I have no idea.
The thought of that stresses me out so much.
Exactly right. It's a new phone, new charger, don't have the cords, don't have double ups.
Oh, no.
22%. Can I make it last a week?
We'll find out. Stay tuned.